Today's News.
Hello again, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Sunny days. Well, perhaps they've been in short supply during TT, as is often the case. However, also as often the case, in May it was a different story, and it was just reported recently that May this year on the island was the sunniest on record. So I thought we'd look back if we put in the word sunny to the search engine of the Manx papers and see how often that crops up with various storylines. A mixed bag, it has to be said, some directly weather-related to stats and others with interesting thoughts about sunny things on the Isle of Man. If we go back to 1898 in the Manxman, Saturday, April the 16th, a sunny childhood is a brief piece. It is a great thing to give a child a sunny background to its life, we're told, as sunny as possible, so that whatever may be the shadows of afterlife, it may ever have a corridor of memory, a picture gallery into which it may turn for refreshment and stimulus. And how wonderful is that providence which has ordained that time, which dims the brightest colours that ever left the painter's palette, only suffices to touch the lines of early life into more lasting and vivid beauty. Don't think you get writing like that in the papers these days, do you? But basically a very forward-thinking piece. Start life well, give your child a good stock of memories, and they will last a lifetime and bode well. Into the Mona's Herald, February, Wednesday the 24th of February, in fact, 1904. Sunny days in the letters page to the editor of the Mona's Herald, a slightly disgruntled correspondent. Sir, allow me to thank you for your criticism of my few lines, Sunny Days, which appeared in the Manx Sun, appropriately enough. In the first place, criticism shows if any lapses have occurred. In the next place, it keeps the ball a-rolling. The truth is, the lines were written first. To cut it in the sun's bright ray, the hardy mower wets his scythe. Inadvertently, then, the words with them were put instead, the idea being in the fields with them. Perhaps, as old associations often occur almost unconsciously to the mind, the words with them, in this case, may have sprung from the following lines, connected with the hunting field, alluding to being in the field with the hounds. Through falls and bad starts, he decidedly still rides to the motto, be with them, I will. In the field with the lads and lasses was the meaning of these two words, and if only two words of a writer can be found fault with, the writer should be very well content. To see the different views taken of the same thing in two different countries is highly amusing. In the Isle of Man, the learned editor of the Mona's Herald deprecates anything further in the same line. The editor of such a leading journal, of course, represents the opinions and views of the great majority, from which we are to conclude that the Manx are prosaic, not poetic, looking to the occurrences of the passing day only in the light of what money can be made, or something of that sort. That might still hold true today, I don't know. On the contrary, we know that the Irish are poetic. Without going further, there is Tom Moore. Can the editor of the Mona's Herald equal any Manx bard equal to Tom Moore? Now, with regard to sunny days, any approach to which the prosaic editor of the Mona's Herald deprecates as to anything appearing in his papers, of course, the judgment of the poetic Irish is given in these words. A very pretty little poem, quite a gem, we all admire it. The nonsensical view of the prosaic editor of the Mona's Herald never entered into the heads of the poetic Irish. The editor then goes on to say the writer has recently burst into poetry. Poetry, the editor kindly calls it, the writer only calls it lines. If the editor happened to see a subsequent number of the Manx Sun, he would perceive that in 1881, 23 years ago, the writer wrote lines so that the bursting was not very recent. Perhaps now the editor would favour us with his criticism on the lines of the writer's corsair, and so keep the ball a-rolling. In good humour, everything should be conducted, and in that way the question may be now put. Had the editor of the Mona's Herald emerged from swaddling clothes in the field of literature 23 years ago? Of course, this reply will be printed as written, for to alter a word is unfair by a writer, and the alteration of one word may change the meaning of a whole sentence, and it was only two words that brought this forward. And that's signed T. Poole from Crosby, Isle of Man, the 20th of February, 1904. Again, I don't think we get letters like that. Did I lose you halfway through? Quite possibly. The Isle of Man Times, Saturday, January the 26th, 1907. The annual weather summary for the previous year, 1906. 1906 had been a normal year as regards temperature and rainfall, we're told, but it has been more sunny than usual. January was mild, wet and windy. February, cold, stormy and wet, but sunny. Do they all go together? March was an average month. April was very sunny, dry and rather cold. May, cold, sunless and very wet. June and July, fine, sunny and dry. Wish there were these days. August was rather wet and cold. September, very fine and dry, and the sunniest on record. Goodness. October, very mild and rather wet. November, gloomy, windy and mild. December, wet and rather cold, with very variable temperatures. With the exception of June and July, it sounds very similar to the weather we have now, doesn't it? Well over 100 years ago. In the Mona's Herald of Wednesday, May the 8th, 1929, we're told how to furnish a sunny bedroom. Always essential information. The colour scheme for decoration in a sunny bedroom must be subdued, and the effect of coolness is usually given to such a room with walls painted, papered, or distempered a pale green, pale buff, or eggshell blue, with ceiling coloured to match. This is a novel idea in most houses, but very effective for a small room, and a recent number of Weldon's Ladies' Journal, available in all good bookshops, contains some valuable hints for the housewife of limited resources. In a sunny bedroom, fading of material is to be expected, and for floor covering, an Axminster carpet in light shades of grey and blue and mauve is the best. The bed cover may be suggestive of an eiderdown with deep frill, but it is quilted no deeper than a wool blanket, and the covering is of Celanese taffeta, though satin or even a good quality cotton poplin may be used with good effect. But a mirror of any shape, placed at a convenient height or angle on the wall or before a window to reflect a view, will lend interest to a room, and for an invalid will provide amusement. Walls and furniture can look so different seen through a mirror. Over a wall of patterned paper, it's a good plan to use some colours in paper or painted frieze, and to introduce the same colours into door and window frames. Plain furnishings and draperies are definitely essential when the walls are patterned. The Ramsey Courier, Friday, August the 5th, 1938. Sunny days. The week of golden sunshine has done much to atone for the stormy weather experienced at the weekend, when the general remark heard from the storm-tossed visitors was, "Never again." Our visiting friends, however, have had a wonderful August bank holiday week, in which not only to get over the effects of their unpleasant crossings, but in which to enjoy their holidays to the full. The weather, after all, is the biggest factor in holiday making. Well, that's true enough. And the thousands of people who landed on the island last weekend have had their sunny reward. The arrivals, it is true, fell a little short of last year's figures, which were a record, but in the circumstances they may be regarded as very satisfactory. Just a year before the outbreak of World War II, of course. There have been factors this season which have mitigated against record-breaking, and many resorts, from all accounts, have not fared nearly as well as the Isle of Man. Next week should prove a busy week for Ramsey. The second week in August, indeed, often eclipses the first, and we hope that this will eventuate this year. There are numerous attractions for the sporting-minded holidaymakers, including the open tennis and bowling tournaments, for the valuable town trophies, and there will be open competition on the Ramsey Golf Links. We believe our visitors will agree that Ramsey does cater really well for those who prefer healthy open-air holidays and interesting competitions in which they may vie with one another in the sports, which are today more popular than ever. The town is not lacking either indoor amusements, and the programmes for the holiday season are well varied and contain something of interest for all. We hope that next week and the succeeding weeks of August will be favoured with the delightful sunshine which has helped to make bank holiday week so pleasurable, and that all Ramsey's visitors will return home with the feeling that their holidays here have been really worthwhile. Oh, we hope the same for anyone coming to the Isle of Man, though the weather is still equally fickle. The Ramsey Courier, Friday, February the 23rd, 1945, a piece entitled Sunny Skies Ensor Show. This is the ENSA Entertainment Troupe, of course, with the Mexican Sextet supplying a background of colourful rhythm, sunny skies. ENSA show at the Plaza provided a change from the usual type, and it was very enjoyable. The sextet was composed of really fine musicians and was a joy to listen to. Attired in Mexican dress, the correct atmosphere was at once established, and the perfect cooperation between the instrumentalists was wonderful to witness. Accomplished solos were given by Alf Mustjari on violin, Joe Woodcock piano, Joseph Fiorente on the accordion, with perfect accompaniment by the remaining members of the sextet. A Jafrati guitar, S. Barton double bass, and John Money guitar. Really delightful dancing numbers were given by Mrs. P. Ward and P. Cole, and solos by John Money and Miss M. Clark. Comedy was provided by two Colcots. I don't know what happened to them. Did they become more wise? Who knows? And finally, we look at the Whitsun weather in the holiday news of Tuesday, June the 11th, 1957. This has been the Northwest's officially recorded Whitsun weather in the past 5 years, we're told. 1952, cloudy, rain. 1953, sunny, warm. 1954, sunny. 1955, sunny. 1956, dry, warm. And what about this Whitsun, we're asked. Well, Saturday's clouds and drizzle didn't look too good, but Sunday compensated with fine, bracing weather, so sunny but cold, and yesterday gave you another good measure of Manx sunshine, which I think indeed is the bracing kind, isn't it? It can be sunny, but with a bit of a breeze, meaning it doesn't actually feel that warm. But don't tell anyone. Sunshine, sometimes in short supply on the Isle of Man, but we all need a bit of rain, I suppose, don't we? Good for the gardens. Until next week, we'll be back looking at more old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.